You're listening to an Insight 18 special on Money Control.
Hello and welcome. My name is Rakesh. You're listening to Money Control. On our story of the day, we can only talk of the one big story that has been heard across the country. Yet another Indian company has joined the coveted $100 billion club, or, to put it in context, 6,80,912 crore club. Tata Consultancy Services on Monday became the second Indian company ever after Reliance Industries to cross the $100 billion mark, terming the digital era as a huge opportunity for TCS. Chief N. Chandrasekharan said that the company has been able to create value consistently by making the right investments. So all that you need to know about the recent valuation of TCS and what may have resulted in it becoming a market leader right here on Story of the Day on Money Control.
Story of the Day. Hometown glory. TCS joins elite $100 billion club. An Insight 18 special for Money Control.
At the time of me telling you this, though, the valuation has come down to about $98 billion, but it certainly did cross $100 billion yesterday on the back of very strong quarter earnings. Just to put it in context, there are only 63 other companies with a market cap of more than $100 billion. Facebook, Amazon, Apple, IBM, Microsoft, Google's Alphabet, Alibaba are among the companies who are in the $100 billion club, and they're essentially the who's who of global giants. And just to put more things in perspective, TCS's market cap now is more than the gross domestic product, or GDP, of more than 120 countries. Countries like Ecuador, Slovakia, Kenya, Costa Rica, Bulgaria, Belarus, Sri Lanka, Luxembourg, all of these countries, these are full countries who have GDP less than the $100 billion mark, and TCS's market cap alone is more than the GDP of all of these countries. For more perspective, the market valuation of all the listed firms listed on the Pakistan Stock Exchange is about $80 billion, and TCS's market cap alone is well over $80 billion.
This is an Insight 18 special on
it's
Money Control.
It's a huge day for Indian technology. TCS, in a lot of ways, was one of the companies that put India on the map as an IT hub. This also marks the first time in a decade that India has made an entry into this club. The last time we saw it was in 2008, when Mukesh Ambani-owned Reliance Industries had breached the threshold. At this point, TCS's market cap is almost 2.5 times that of its nearest competitor, Infosys. Infosys's market cap as of the 20th of April was 2.57 lakh crores, and bronze medalist on this list is Wipro with 1.35 lakh crore rupees in market cap. This was obviously on the back of a spike in share price, which was a reaction to better than expected earnings for the January to March 2018 quarter, which was announced on the 19th of April. The company's fourth quarter net profit rose 5.7% to 6,904 crores, while revenue increased 3.8% to 32,075 crores. In addition, the company also announced a 1:1 bonus share issue, lifting investors' sentiments. But if you think this is something that happened overnight, you could not be wronger. This is not a recent phenomenon. TCS's shares have gained over 25% since January, compared to the around 14% rise seen for its nearest rival, that is Infosys. And even as late as 2016, if someone had suggested that this milestone is going to be achieved in the next 2 years, perhaps the expression you would have had on your face was one of incredulity. But then the stock has given a 65% return from the lows of 2016.
Story of the day. Hometown glory. TCS joins elite $100 billion club. An Insight 18 special for Money Control.
How is it that TCS is doing this when Infosys is not? Is it because TCS is doing something with regards to technology that Infosys is not? Analysts think that TCS just has a bigger scale at which it is implementing things that Infosys is not. It's also important to bear in mind that a lot of software exporters from India have struggled in the recent past simply because of a climate of changing client requirements and, of course, the America First protectionist policies that we're seeing in the US. But what is it that has set TCS apart even in this climate? The answer, according to most analysts and observers in the space, well, leadership. The consistency in leadership and the smooth transitions between CEOs have been among the reasons why some people believe that TCS has overtaken Infosys, which was, only until a few years ago, considered the IT sector bellwether. Sudhin Apte, telling Business Today on the 21st of April, went on to say, and I quote him, "Both the companies, TCS and Infosys, have seen leadership changes, but the results show that TCS is a little bit ahead of the curve and has not seen the kind of disruptions that Infosys has seen over the last few years. TCS has been able to stay focused in terms of strategy and identify its niche with the clients." We'll of course be doing a deep dive on this very subject of what sets TCS and Infosys apart. But suffice to say that in the 7 years that N. Chandrasekaran was the head of TCS before being promoted as chairman of Tata Sons in January 2017, in that 7 year period alone, Infosys saw three different CEOs. From 2007 to 11, it was Senapati Gopalakrishnan, 2011 to 2014, Shibulal, 2014 to 2017, Vishal Sikka. And while Chandrasekaran's transition from TCS to Tata Sons at large was smooth, at least two of the three exits when it came to Infosys were acrimonious. Shibulal retired from Infosys due to non-performance, and Sikka left following differences with co-founders, as we all recall, the spat with Narayan Murthy.
You're listening to an Insight 18 special on Money Control.
On its way to join the high echelons of the world's 100 largest corporations, TCS has now overtaken Goldman Sachs Group. It is by no means a small feat. It was, after all, TCS, along with a few firms like Infosys, which pioneered modern IT outsourcing by taking over many of the back office support functions for the who's who of global corporations, including General Motors, Citigroup, etc. The model that was built by TCS and its peers have in fact been adopted by much of the rest of the world, and have in the process made Silicon Valley team with Indians. The IT services industry, which today generates about $167 billion of revenue annually, is now at a crossroads. There is rise of automation, there's artificial intelligence, there's cloud computing. All of these trends in the industry are pushing away the rather labor-intensive back-office programming operations that TCS specializes in. But analysts also believe that Tata may be in the best place to make that jump from the old ways into the new world. Which isn't to say that there aren't immediate problems that TCS has to grapple with. Rising hiring costs is a huge problem, especially for a company which has almost 4 lakh employees representing 131 nationalities across 46 different countries. Immigration curbs by way of America's protectionist policies may also hamper its ability to move cheaper Indian labor into its largest market, the United States. And even after hiring a workforce to get them up to speed with all the changes that are happening so rapidly within this space, there needs to be expensive training. All of that costs money. But TCS is showing that it has the spunk to do what it takes. IBM, of course, remains the number one in the IT services market cap pecking order, but its market cap is only about 33% higher than that of TCS, though its revenue is more than 300% higher. But there is also a unique position where TCS has placed itself. It has built a position as the low-cost value player at scale, backed by the execution ability to maintain low costs while still delivering quality work. But like I said, that ability to maintain low costs might be threatened in the wake of the new technology sweep that is being seen across the sector. But as it stands, the industry positioning by TCS supports good revenue growth, and this low-cost execution supports distinctive margins. Good growth plus distinctive margins over many years produces a huge market cap, went on to say Rod Bourgeois, head of research in the US-based Deep Dive Equity Research.
Story of the day. Hometown glory. TCS joins elite $100 billion club. An Inside 18 special for Money Control.
Phil First, who is the CEO of IT research firm HFS, went on to say, and I quote, TCS has stayed very focused on relentless execution and is less obsessed with marketing messages and trying to sound like everyone else. The firm has created its own individual identity, which many of the other service providers are still struggling to do. I sometimes call TCS the Indian IBM because of the longevity of its staff and unique culture. But of course, there is another time and another podcast to discuss all the challenges that TCS might be facing. But today, it is time to celebrate. Let's take a look at what may have contributed to TCS's unique culture, as Phil Hirsch went on to say. TCS is India's largest IT outsourcing company. At a time when most IT companies are feeling the heat, TCS beat street expectations. Rajesh Gopinathan, the company's CEO, went on to say, TCS is uniquely positioned to offer a combination of services from core tech transformation all the way to front-end digital technologies. The full spectrum of services is what is positioning us beautifully in this space. Another feather in the cap, and it has been so for a while, TCS is the flagship company of the Tata Group. Now, the Tata Group is a huge conglomerate of companies, but even there, TCS has proved to be the most profitable, accounting for about 85% of the group's profit. And clearly, TCS also played an extremely crucial role in helping the Tatas enter the elite league of 10 trillion rupee market capitalization.
This is an Insight 18 special on Money Control.
And like I said earlier, TCS is also the largest private sector employer in India, with almost 4 lakh employees who represent 131 nationalities spread across 46 countries. TCS is India's largest private sector employer. And more importantly, it's woke. 35.3% of TCS's employees are women. And that is the sort of gender ratio that is enviable in the IT space.
Story of the day. Hometown Glory. TCS joins Elite $100 billion Club. An Insight 18 special for money control.
And finally, what may also have contributed to the success of TCS is the fact that the waters in TCS seem to not be choppy. Founded in 1969, the company is on the cusp of celebrating its golden jubilee year, but take a guess as to how many CEOs it has had so far. Well, I didn't know this either until just now, just 4. It has certainly had a stable run as far as the top bosses of the company go. Founded in 1969, TCS's first CEO was F.C. Kohli, who served between 1969 and 1996. Then there was S. Ramudurai, after whom N. Chandrasekaran took over before being promoted as the chairman of Tata Sons, and currently it is the tenure of Rajesh Gopinathan.
You're listening to an Insight 18 special on Money Control.
So all in all, it is a homegrown success story that we can all be proud of. And in the coming days, we'll also take a deeper dive into a comparison between two homegrown success stories, Infosys and TCS. How the two of them stack up against each other, what may be the differences in the way things have turned out for those two companies, all of those on another Money Control podcast. Until then, here is congratulating everyone at TCS and indeed the larger Tata Group, and hoping that in the near future, there'll be many more Indian companies that'll join the elite club of $100 billion. Until the next time I see you, this is me, Rakesh, saying thank you for joining us on behalf of everyone here at Money Control.
Story of the day. Hometown Glory. TCS joins Elite $100 billion Club. An Insight 18 special for Money Control.